continuing the next paragraph of the Shemoneh Esrei, entitled Avoda, or Temple Service, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. It's brought down in the Torah, quotes the Gemara in Megillah, as we've seen previously, that there is a connection between this paragraph and the paragraph immediately preceding it, that of Shema Kaleinu, the acceptance of prayer, is the Taknua Acher, Smichas, David, that it's brought down at this particular time, Shikivan Shiva David Batfila. We mentioned last time that immediately after, David HaMelech comes, immediately afterwards we have prayer. And then after that, the Torah tells us that this paragraph is Shikivan Shiva Satfila Ba'avoda. That once we institute prayer into our lives, then comes the next paragraph of avoda, of service. And he brings down the pasuk in Yeshaya, he says, "Samachtim beveis tefilasi," that immediately after we are engaged in tefillah, the pasuk continues, the famous verse of Olosehem, 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 Mizbachi, ki beis beis tefillah yikor l'cholamim. So we see this pasuk clearly, immediately after discussing the idea of beveis tefillah, we discuss avoda, the significance of the karbanos. Now this particular paragraph begin the third of three steps of our Shemoneh Esrei, which is that we're no longer asking Hashem for anything. In fact, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda, that li'olam al yishal adam srachav, a person should never ask for their own personal needs, lo b'sholosh rishonos, lo b'sholosh achronos, not the beginning third, which is the first three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, or the last three, Elab Emsios, only in the middle, the 13 brachos, 13 paragraphs in between. Yom Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina states that Rishonos Domel Eved Shemasadir Shemach Lefnei Rabo. Says Rav Chanina, the first three brachos is just like an Eved, a servant who's standing in front of their master, praising them. And that's what we're doing to Hashem. And then when it comes to the middle, the Emsios is Domel Eved Shemavakish Pras Merabot, that we're asking something from our master, we're making specific requests. Then finally, Achronos Doma Eved Shekibo Pras Merabo. And then the last part is that we're not asking anymore, but rather we're acknowledging that Hashem has given us these gifts, our requests have been fulfilled, and therefore that's the same thing as a servant standing in front of him. Now, instead of going into great detail, because we're so short in time, which I would have, which we'll talk more about tomorrow, is that Tosus asks the question that the Gemara tells us that li'olam al yishal, a person should never ask their request in the beginning or the end. The problem that Tosus asks is we know during the Seres Yimei Tshuva that we do make certain insertions, we do add certain things. We acknowledge the fact that it's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in the very beginning of the end of this first paragraph, so Achreinu L'chaim, that we should remember us for life, and then also Mikamocha Avarachmim, and the other two insertions are also at the very end. So they ask, why do we say it in such a way? After all, you're not supposed to be asking for anything. So I'm just going to say the two answers, and we'll discuss more in great detail tomorrow because of the tremendous shortness of time. Tosa says, the only time we say such a thing is only if it's biyachid, didavka yachid, only a person's own personal needs, that's something which a person should not include at the beginning or the end. However, it's something which is for the tzarchi tzibor, for the needs of the congregation, for the entire community, that's something which a person's allowed to even ask during the first three paragraphs or the last three. And therefore, the idea of asking Hashem that we should be able to be saved, and we should be able to have a good year, that's something which is allowed during this time. Some explain another approach that even though generally we apply this rule, very often we know that when it comes to Jewish law, even though we're supposed to fulfill it exactly to the letter of the law, to the T, however, health comes first. In a situation, for example, on Shabbos, that there's a concern that a person will either break the Shabbos, but they need to do so because of health reasons, severe health reasons, if it's a sakanas nefashos, it's something which is person's life-threatening, certainly there's nothing to talk about. You're supposed to violate the Shabbos. So we're supposed to make those exceptions in the situation of when we're in dire straits. So some explain that that's the significance, that really you're never supposed to add any of your own special requests. However, during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, and when a person is being judged, hopefully l'chaim, But possibly the reverse. Because of Sakanas Nefashos, we allow this one time to make these certain insertions to be able to say, Zachrein L'chaim, that I do not want to be remembered in a poor light, but rather remember me for life.